Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Dharad. Today is Tuesday, 28th of November, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open marginally higher on November 28 as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 11 points. In the previous trading session, the BSE Sensex was down 48 points to close at 65,970 levels, while the Nifty 50 declined 7 points to close at 19,795 levels. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might be taking a support at 19,774 levels with an immediate resistance placed at 19,823 levels. This week, investors will be eyeing key events such as exit polls, India's GDP growth rate, physical deficit data, RBI monetary and credit information review, along with US Chairman Fed Reserve's speech. Also, the coming week is going to be the start of a new month and auto stocks will gain traction on reporting monthly sales figures. Some of the stocks to watch out in today's trading session are Eicher Motors, after the company launched a new Himalayan at 2.6 lakh rupees, and Royal Enfield Shotgun 650 at an ex-showroom price of 4.2 lakh rupees. Secondly, PB Fintech. The company has made an investment of 350 crore rupees in Policy Bazaar Insurance, its wholly owned subsidiary. Thirdly, Maruti Suzuki and Mahindra Mahindra will also be in focus today as both the automakers plan to hike prices of their passenger vehicles in January 2024 due to increased cross-cost pressure and overall inflation. Tata Motors is also considering price hike from next year. Now, if we look at primary markets, this week will be a busy one for them too. Around 7 companies will be listed on the bourses this week. That includes 5 from the main board segment, while 5 IPOs will be opening for subscription. IREDA is likely to be the first company listing on the bourses on November 29, that is tomorrow. Post this, other 4 companies, namely Tata Technologies, Gandhar Oil, Fed Bank Financial Services and Flair Writing Industries will also debut exchanges. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. The Dow and S&P 500 both finished Monday's session around 0.2% lower, while the Nasdaq Composite inched down nearly 0.1%. Now, this Monday's retreat comes after and near the end of November's strong trading month. The Dow and S&P 500 indices are on pace to finish this month up to 8% higher. Heavy Nasdaq has climbed over 10% so far in November. Traders will also follow economic data on points including housing prices and consumer confidence, which are due today. That apart, they will also track a slate of Federal Reserve officials set to deliver remarks throughout the day. Meanwhile, Asia-Pacific markets were mixed today as the Australia's S&P 200 index gained 0.6% ahead of its October inflation readings. Additionally, South Korea's Kospi was up 0.3%, whereas Japan's Nikkei 225 slipped 0.2%. Coming to today's Voice of the Day segment, we have A.K. Prabhakar, Head of Research at IDBI Capital, talking about why he is bullish on Deepak Fertilizer as a long-term bet. Listen in.
I like Deepak Fertilizer in the fertilizer pack. Now, see, you know, they are backward integrating. They are coming with the ammonia plant. Now, so once, you know, already the valuation is very attractive for Deepak Fertilizer. Now, and once this ammonium is a very volatile commodity globally. So, you know, when, you know, and they have to import from the Gulf region. Gulf region, and it is a byproduct of a petroleum component. So, you know, the price are very volatile. So, when they start to backward integrate, what will happen is, you know, the price volatility will reduce and there will be a improvement in margin. And, you know, and they can be supplying also. And ammonia is a very, what to say, hardest, you know, substance. So, transporting it is very difficult. So, what will happen now is, they will manufacture and they plan to, you know, through pipeline itself, it will go to the next plant. So, you know, that reduces, you know, other risk also. And most of their, you know, end product is made of ammonium, let it be DAP or let it be TAN. Everything is ammonium based product. So there, it will give them advantage. And their TAN chemicals, which is more of a mining chemical, they have created an end-to-end solution where, they will do everything for the miners. So that gives them more margin in TAN chemicals. And these are few unique products from them. So I like this talk for a long-term purpose. Maybe 12 to 18 months, 25% upside is something I see in this talk.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.